I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio. And joining us now is Mr. Dan Pimentel of Airplanista. That's a podcast, isn't it?
Good morning. No, it's a blog.
Well, I was close.
Yeah, close enough.
Got one more letter.
It used to be a magazine. Now it's a blog.
Okay. Cool. How have you been?
I've been good. This the highlight of my year is right here.
Well, it's a highlight of a lot of our years.
Right. So it's like coming to Oshkosh is like recharging my batteries.
It's just weird, but when driving up the highway, as soon as you see the airplane billboard, you're like, I'm home.
Right.
And that's weird because I don't live here.
For me, it's when I first see the North 40 and the planes camp way out at the end. I go, okay, that's it.
It
started.
I'm home. Yep. Let the fun begin.
Oh, and it has.
You're doing Oshbash again this year, right?
I am doing Oshbash, which is it's grown into what I believe to be the largest social media meetup on the field during this event. It's podcasters, bloggers, YouTubers. I've got some good friends who are doing some really amazing things with YouTube these days. We all get together at 5:30 tonight over in the press tent and celebrate aviation social media.
Cool.
And
cool.
Tell some pretty tall tales, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
None of them involving us, though.
No, not yet.
Actually, yeah, that's all about you guys.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Where's Digital Dave and Fast Eddie? Yeah. Sure it is.
They're not here, and they'll be back shortly.
Keep saying that. I'll give you the $20, I promise.
Right, okay, good.
Now, you got sponsors, major sponsors.
So this year, to help EAA celebrate 50 years of being right here in Whitman Regional Airport, I put together the For the Love of Osh essay competition, and I asked people to submit 500 to 1,000 words essays on what this show really means to them. And we got some great entries, and so in doing that, I approached some of the people that I know, and I got about $3,500 worth of prizes that I'm going to be giving away. It's fantastic. Well, and so the people like ForeFlight, they're all in, Aircraft Spruce and Specialty. They're a fantastic. Sporty's Pilot Shop, Flying Eyes Sunglasses. They donated 3 pairs of their super duper expensive but very cool sunglasses. And then X-Plane 11, they're in. So I've got the top 7 winners from the competition are going to all be taking home some serious swag.
Yeah,
nice.
That sounds great. We got it. Well, I can't write, so.
And they won't give me anything but crayons here, so.
And then the other thing is Oshkosh is well known for bacon.
Bacon. Oh, yes.
There's a tradition here at the station involving bacon.
There is. And
apparently you starting one too?
Well, I didn't start it. There's a camp over in Scholar called Camp Bacon, and it's where all the quote-unquote av geeks hang out and camp. And they're all into bacon, obviously, because they call their camp Camp Bacon.
Right.
And so about 4 years ago, I was watching Shark Tank, and there was a company on there called Pork Barrel Barbecue. And they have bacon jerky. And I thought, well, what a great way I could serve bacon, but I don't have to cook it.
Right, right.
And so I got them on board. And so I'm going to have 72 bags of jerky tonight. And I do 5 different flavors. And it's like a wine tasting.
Right.
But without all the, you know, mucky mucks.
But with bacon.
Yeah, but with bacon. Yeah, wine tasting, but with bacon.
How can that be bad?
Wine tasting with real people in bacon. That's
right.
Cool.
No, bacon tasting.
That's right.
No wine.
No wine. No, we'll wine later.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. And everybody loves free food.
We go through the 72 bags in the first hour, usually.
Wow.
It gets hammered.
So how many people are you I can't talk today. I'm just giving up.
You're completely derailed, man. Come on, downshift.
How many people you guys getting every year?
I've got as many as 200.
Wow, that's pretty good.
This is the first year. Thank you, Dick Nepinski, for finally getting it on the master schedule. I've been trying to make that happen for 10 years doing this event, and this is the first year it's actually on the real schedule, on the app and everything else. And so I'm not sure what – usually I get between 100 and 200 people float in and out for the 2 hours I'm doing it. It could be bigger this year. I don't know.
You're going to need more bacon.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get slaughtered probably tonight because it's going to get – I've been telling everybody, if you want to get some of the bacon, get there at 5:30 because it's going to be gone quickly.
Wow. It goes fast.
You're an overnight success that only took 10 years to do.
Exactly. Right.
That's usually how that works. Again?
Sorry.
Oops. Hey, things happen.
I turned mine off.
We forget the checklist.
I turned my brain off. Wasn't that close enough?
Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot of fun over there. Are you discussing every aviation topic, or do you have any specific focus during this?
Well, the focus of this event tonight is going to be about the essays and the people that won it. I'm going to read a little bit of the thing, but primarily for the audience, the people that come, it's like, for instance, podcasters. I probably know 10 podcasters, and they mostly all show up, and they troll the audience for people that they can interview. And so it's all kinds of interesting people, but almost everybody in the room has something to do with aviation social media somehow.
Right.
Me, I'm a Twitter guy. I can't stand Facebook.
Facebook?
Because, yeah. I can't on your radio station. I can't tell you what I actually call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
We'll discuss that later.
Twitter is my jam, and then I know some people who are doing some great things on YouTube. The podcasters, they work their butt off all year long, and so they show up, and yeah, we all just kind of sit around and, you know, compare cables. Like, what do you got? This cable? I need an Ethernet to a Thunderbolt to a USB to a FireWire. Right. Do you have one? Oh yeah, I got one right here in my bag.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, the geeks rule.
Yeah, definitely. They all come with a 50-pound bag of adapter cables.
Well, that's right. It proves the other adage: nothing is impossible with enough adapters.
That's it.
or the other adage that you the adapter that you need, you didn't have.
Right, right. That's the only one you didn't bring.
Right, right.
Well, hey, that's what improvisation is all about.
Right.
Field work at its
finest.
Oh,
yeah.
We've done a few of those.
Yeah, run to the Wawa, buy me a set of earbuds so I can cut the end off and rig up a cable real fast. I've done that.
Happens more often than you want to know.
So I also forgot, there's one other sponsor that I forgot to mention, Edco Awards, which is in Florida. He's a Mooney pilot, donated these glass sculpture awards mm-hmm. for me. And I haven't seen them yet. Hopefully they shipped and didn't break. But they're about 12 inches tall, and they're just gorgeous.
Wow.
And so I'm really excited to be able to, the top three people are going to be leaving with those, too.
Cool. Who judged the essays?
So I had a panel of judges who did it anonymously. So I was the administrator. I put it together and then sent them just the essays with a number on the top so they didn't know if it was their buddy that was they were reading. And they scored it all, and I compiled it all, put it all together. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. You can really tell the passion for this show when you force somebody to sit down at their computer and write it out. And
yeah.
There was the constant theme through all of the essays was that I've been coming here all my life. My parents brought me here when I was three. Now I'm a pilot for United, and I got there because of Oshkosh.
That's cool. That is cool. How many essays did you get?
Oh, that's classified.
Oh.
let's say not as many as I expected, but enough to have a program tonight.
Enough to have a good, good pool.
People, it was a good test to see if people still write, and I think that I told, basically the joke is don't do your essay with your thumbs on your phone.
I was going to say, write yes, spell no.
yeah. Well, part of the judging was spelling and grammar. So, I mean, I'm a professional writer myself. And so I was looking for that. And I told the judges that's part of the deal is that if it's sloppy writing and they didn't take the time to capitalize the right letters, that's going to get cut down.
Oh, my God, my English teacher's back.
Oh, yes.
I want to do a song called Big Fingers on a Little Keyboard because that's my problem.
Yep. But it's a lot of fun. It's a good event. So it's right in the press tent tonight. And I tell people, if you don't know where the press tent is on the field, because a lot of people don't, go to the tower. Everybody knows where the FAA tower is. And walk outbound on the 025 radial, and you'll walk right into it. And if you don't know what that means, you probably shouldn't come.
Right. I don't have a VOR app on my phone.
Yeah.
You can walk the 023 to about the 28, and you'll run into
and
the
still
tent.
Hit the building?
Yeah. It's not like a total precision approach.
Right, right. All right. I want to thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on.
No, we're gonna continue talking a little longer.
Yeah, you're not reading the hand
signals. Oh, I thought he said
right.
30 seconds.
No.
Sheesh, man. Oh. Someday they'll get a professional in here.
Yoke, that's your son.
Probably next year.
That's your son running the board. I can see this is
going to
turn
No, I'm talking
into...
they're going to get a professional on this side of the window.
Oh, that's better because he's really doing a good job. We're
yeah.
not. We are not.
That's right.
What's the age ranges of the essay entries?
I think the youngest was about 18. And... They range from 18 to I don't know how old. Actually, I've only met one of the people that won. The rest of them I've never I had a brat over here the other day with one of the winners, and so the rest of them, I don't know. I've never met most of them.
Well, let's hope they all show up.
I was going to say
that was part of the deal.
You got to be there.
Got to be there to win. If you don't show up, I'm moving everybody else below you up.
That's right.
You know, but there, some of the prize packages are like over $1,000. So if
that's a lot of bacon.
And there's seven finalists. They don't know what they won yet. So, you know, if they don't show up and they were the first place winner and they're giving up $1,000 worth of swag, I think they're going to show up.
I'll tell you what.
I think so, too.
If I can find some crayons, you'll have 8 finalists.
Okay, well, you know, they have digital crayons now for you.
Oh, boy.
That's good.
Oh, yes. The discussion we had the other day. He's the only guy I know whose entire phone is in Comic Sans font.
Yeah. Hey.
See, the professional writer.
Don't get
loves
me started
that.
On Comic Sans. I'm also a graphic designer. So.
Well, there goes a demerit on my essay.
That's
already.
Right. We're going to steal your phone and switch it back.
Don't touch my phone.
Anyway, it sounds like it's going to be a good time for all. And, you know, it's fun plus bacon.
Right. If anybody out, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that use social media. It's a really fun time to come and just compare notes, basically. You know, how you doing? I mean, like, I don't know Snapchat from Adam. I couldn't tell you anything about that. But there will be people there tonight who are, you know, making their thing happen on Snapchat and whatever. Good. Maybe they can tell somebody else, you know, how they do that. Not me.
Right.
I'll never use it.
Right.
I tell people, like, if you want to live tweet this over MySpace, go ahead.
There you go. Is MySpace still exists?
I don't think so.
All right. Again, this is Dan Pimentel and Osh Bash tonight from 5:30 to 7:30 in the media headquarters press tent.
Yep.
Be there and eat the bacon.
Yep.
That's right. Bacon.
I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio. It's my turn.